Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
This bonus Friday episode is brought to you by Trico. Riley, for over 100 years, Trico has been the leader in innovation and ingenuity for everything wiper blades. Trico was the first to mass produce wiper blades, and they have received numerous awards from vehicle manufacturers who trust Trico to put the best product on their vehicles.
One of their products, Trico Neoform, is designed to match your vehicle's exact connection. That means no more guessing, no more hassle, and no more confusion while installing your wiper blades. Not only are they easy to install, but they are high-quality beam blades built to beat any type of weather.
Trico Ultra wiper blades are American-made premium beam blades that shine in any weather. These blades also feature a unique design that converts wind force into extra pressure, allowing for maximum windshield contact. The Trico Smart Set wiper blades automatically pair the correct size and fit wiper blades to your vehicle. That's two wiper blades sized perfectly and with the correct connection already attached. Simply visit wipers123.com, enter your vehicle information, and select whichever smart set you prefer. Trico Smart Set Monsoon for areas with heavy rainfall, Trico Smart Set Tundra for cold, snowy areas, and Trico Smart Set Storm for everything else in between.
So go to wipers123.com and use promo code REVIEW, REVIEW, at checkout and receive $10 off your next order of $40 or more.
Thanks, Trico.
I just want to know. So proud and real. I don't want to be. I just want to be.
Yeah, don't sue us.
I don't want to be.
I love that one. Honestly, the past couple theme songs, I'm like, these are so great. It is bonkers to me in the best way that, like, that our theme song is just variations on Fuck You by Paul McCartney. And I was thinking, I'm like, man, I hope this doesn't get us in trouble. And then this theme song came on and it's just perfect.
Yeah, it's awesome. It won't get
Who's
us in
it
trouble.
From?
That was from Victor. So shout out Victor. And he wants us to plug his band, Joe and the Anchor, at Joe and the Anchor on Instagram.
Great name.
So check that out.
Oh, thank you, Victor.
Back at it again on a bonus Friday.
Bonus Friday. We're talking things that have to do with cars.
Cars.
Things that have to do with vehicles. Things that have to do with roadster things. Roadster things. I'm driving to the market. I'm a roadster thing. I'm gonna roadster sing a song in my car. Things to do with
cars. It's you driving down the wrong side of the highway.
Roadster things. Jeff, what are we talking about today on this bonus Friday? Let's just cut to the fucking chase, actually.
Let's cut to the fucking chase, actually. We're talking car decals, Riley.
And now car decals are different from bumper stickers, kind of.
And I do feel we need to make this distinction. So this is basically any sticker that wouldn't go on your bumper.
When I looked up car decals, I just found, like, I found Sticker Mule, which is the website that I found all my reviews for bumper
stickers. Sure.
For me, I'm like, okay, I'm going to look through all these things. Really quick, these aren't ones that I'm doing reviews for, but I thought, they're decals, but they're basically bumper stickers. They are so fucking funny to me that I just want to read them really quick.
Yeah.
I found three that really got me. There's one that's in the kind of Disney font with like stars, and it says powered by bitch dust. That's unhinged. Then we have one that says, And it's kind of like in the chuggy kind of like font of like the kind of like thick cursive.
Yeah.
It says, I run on caffeine, chaos, and cuss words.
Nice.
Cuss words. And the last one is in like pink and black. If you're gonna ride my ass, at least pull my hair.
Nice.
So decals, I guess, are different than bumper stickers, and they feel different. Like, yeah, they're different material. You can put them on kind of anywhere.
Bigger. They're sometimes bigger, yeah. I would often say they're bigger.
For me, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try and do something that isn't a phrase, because for me that reads bumper sticker, but instead like, What's a decal sticker that I can put on somewhere that isn't the bumper?
Sure.
That's more of like a decor you know, an illustration rather than a phrase. That was my interpretation of the assignment. Jeffrey?
My interpretation was, yeah, anything that wouldn't be on the bumper and bigger.
God.
Kind of bigger than a bumper stick. Because most bumper stickers are circular or rectangular, and then the decals are often wild and spa. I mean, they're all different shapes and sizes. This is also pandemonium. What's that?
They're wild in that they're not circular or rectangular.
They can't be contained, these decals. I don't know how else to describe them to you. Then they're all over the fucking mat.
Got it. Do you want to start? Because I started us off.
Let's start us off. 5 stars for Mario. What's his last name?
And Luigi. It's all one word.
Mario and Luigi. 5 stars. Oh, this is of the 4-pack of flame decals, simulation red, yellow flames.
So like you'd imagine flame stickers on a car.
5 stars. They're easy to apply and of nice quality. They added a nice touch to my Troy built riding mower.
Oh my God.
So it's a red tractor.
Yeah.
And again, this will be on the Instagram. And it's just 2 tiny flames on the front.
Yeah. No, 3. There's 3.
Oh, yeah, 3. Also, the title of the review is Nice Look. I just imagine somebody working on his track, like he puts way too much time and effort into his tractor, and his wife is just actively cheating on him. Hey, Bill. Hey, neighbor. Long time no see.
Hey, Alan. Good to see you, man.
Did you see my tractor?
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah, look, I put these flame decals on, and it's kind of awesome. It's a nice look, right?
Yeah, totally. So that's all you wanted to talk about today?
Yeah, no, I've been tricking out the Troy. Yeah, so basically I got these spinners on the wheels. Check this out. So I hit it there, and then it just kind of spins around the wheels like that.
That's amazing. The whole time, like, I'm just kind of like in a robe on my lawn. Yeah, that's incredible. Oh, that's so, you know what? I might head in. I'm sorry. I'm just getting a little chilly out here.
I'm sorry. Did you just say hydraulic brakes?
Oh, do you have those?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm in the market, though.
Woman appears in the doorframe of the neighbor's house, being like, come back to bed.
Did you see the exhaust? The exhaust is loud. Check this out. I turn it on. It's like not that loud. Woo! Listen to that fucker purr.
Hey, man, I'm so referring to your wife. I'm so sorry about this. I feel terrible.
The brand is Troy, so I kind of feel like a Trojan. I kind of feel like I'm mowing the grass, going to Troy and the horse.
Going to Troy and the horse. Listen, man, we can sit down and talk about this sometime. And
I really would not like to do that, because if we do, then it's going to be an outpouring of emotion.
It's deeper than just a physical connection. I think I'm in love.
I don't want to hear any of this.
We're in love.
I can't hear that you're in love, because if it was just sex, I made peace with that. And that way that I know that like she's getting her fill with you, like literally and physically. And then she comes home to me and she still loves me.
This is why, because you never want to talk about any. No, come on, don't. You don't have to get on him like this. He's dealing with a lot.
Cherry red, new coat of paint. Thanks for noticing. It's hard because I don't even talk to her about things anymore, because she's so more often at your place.
She is. That's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. She goes,
dual blade technology.
I'm coming by this afternoon to get my suitcases, okay? I'm moving it. Yeah. Fuck, dude. I'm so sorry that you have to hear about it this way. And you know, you've been neighbors for 10 years?
10 years, yeah. 10 blades. 10 years, 10 blades on the cutting technology. So it actually gets an even
Can you just like, can you drop the tractor for a second?
I can't drop the tractor for a second. It's all I have at this point. I don't want to hear about how happy you are with Sharon. I don't want to hear about how great it's going, how she's grabbing her suitcase, right? I got the Troy. It is the 2019 model. And it is cherry red with flame accents. Anything else?
Can we could still hang out, right? We can still be friends, you know, watch Jeopardy together on Sundays. We have fun doing that. We can still do that, right? That's all I want is just like, I just hope we can still be friends at the end of the day.
That's a lot to ask.
You said, is there anything else?
I said
I don't have anything. And I want to let you know that despite how it may seem, like, we can still be friends. But if you don't want that, God, I'm a piece of shit. I shouldn't have said anything.
You are a piece of shit. But only because you didn't notice the filtering machine in the engine of the Troy.
I can't live with myself until you admit that I'm a bad person for fucking your wife and for us starting a life together.
And
I can't
live with myself until I get the premium perforated leather seat on the Troy.
I grab your wrist. Punch me! Just punch me in the face! God damn it, I need to feel your rage. I haven't slept in weeks.
I'm holding a key. You're holding one of my arms, I'm holding a key in the other. Drive it! I can't sleep. I haven't slept for weeks until you see and someone else feels how good the Troy is.
I put the key up to my throat. Just fucking do it, man.
I put your hand on the steering wheel. Just fucking do it, man.
We pause. Look at each other. Start making out ferociously.
The wife is jealous.
She runs over, takes the keys, gets on the tractor.
She's like,
crashes it into the side of the house.
Troy! The other neighbors are like, hey! Homeowners Association meeting tonight at 4.
Be there.
There are children in the neighborhood.
It's a Sunday morning.
All right. Can we take a quick break?
Yeah.
Marty.
For over 100 years, Trico has been the leader in innovation and ingenuity for everything wiper blades. Trico was the first to mass produce wiper blades, and they have received numerous awards from vehicle manufacturers who trust Trico to put the best product on their vehicles, Jeffrey.
One of their products, Trico Neoform, is designed to match your vehicle's exact connection. That means no more guessing, no more hassle, and no more confusion while installing your wiper blades. Not only are they easy to install and spot, but they're high-quality beam blades built to beat any type of weather.
Trico Ultra Wiper Blades are American-made premium beam wiper blades that shine in any weather. These wiper blades also feature a unique design that converts wind force into extra pressure, allowing for maximum windshield contact.
The Trico Smart Set Wiper Blades automatically pairs the correct size and fit wiper blades specific to your vehicle. That's two wiper blades sized perfectly and with the correct connection already attached. Simply visit wipers123.com and enter your vehicle information and select whichever smart set you prefer. Trico Smart Set Monsoon for areas with heavy rainfall, Trico Smart Set Tundra for cold snowy areas, and Trico Smart Set Storm for everything else in between.
These wiper blades can be found online at wipers123.com. So use the promo code REVIEW, REVIEW, at checkout to receive $10 off your next order of $40 or more.
Thanks, Trico.
And we're back.
This is a review for Key Fourth Wind, claw marks, decal, reflective sticker, waterproof headlight decal, vinyl sticker, decal for sports cars.
All right.
I'll just show you the...
Let's see it. God.
So they're claw
that
marks.
Sucks.
They're two sets of claw marks that a lot of people have been putting over the headlights of their car.
Why is that good to have? What message are you trying to send?
This is a 1-star review from an Amazon customer, so you get to pick an AC name.
I get to pick an AC name?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go Aaron Carter.
Okay, Aaron Carter, 1-star. The title is not what the main picture shows.
very disappointed in the phony picture of the BMW with left and right side decal. It only comes with both decals the same, so if you apply, I did not, use tape first to see if you like the look. I expected the trailing claw marks to both go out away from the center like the BMW picture shows, but they both slant the same way. Not realistic and looks dumb. Sent them back.
Not realistic.
What are you trying to get people to think? Like, also, these come in like a million different colors. You can get like neon green, you can get yellow, blue. It's like, what are you expecting to look realistic about?
What? Yeah, what do you want people to think you just drove from?
It's like, you get them, it's like, oh, it doesn't look, I want it to look cool, like it doesn't have the look, but it's like, you don't get these, you don't get a flame decal for people to think that your car's on fucking fire. You don't get like one of like Baby Yoda popping out of the back. You're not expecting people to be like, holy shit, is
holy
that Baby
shit,
Yoda?
Real? Yeah. I'm starstruck.
Like the amount of decal that it's like, people won't buy this. I can't show up to work with this. They're not gonna think it's real for a second.
Guy pulls up to work. He's all disheveled.
Reeves, you gotta help
Whoa.
Me.
Whoa, Paul, look at those sick decals on your car,
man. No, they're not decals, man.
Oh,
there's
my
a beast.
God.
There's an absolute beast.
Yes, this new Mustang, it is a beast, brother. Like, I'm so happy this worked out with your Christmas bonus this year. It looks awesome.
I just drove through the woods, and there is an indescribable monster on the loose.
I can tell. Look at that. The scratch marks go all the way down your car. Hey, Dave, come look at this.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. Those are the new decals.
Oh, Dave. Fuck, I hate dude. Dave.
Those look amazing. Can you send me the link for that shit? I got to put that on my car. The wife will love it. Yeah,
I got you by
man.
The collar. The only link is going to those them woods, and you'll see the beast.
Those
you'll see the beast right quick.
Woods? Dude.
I know it was weird, but like, it's not about the word choice. It's about the fact that there's a beast. It's not the fucking point. I could have lost my life.
Yo, you are really, I love this new you, man. You got like a beast car. You got these beast stickers. This is, you know, I know the divorce was hard for you. And so I'm really glad to see that like you are just coming out. You know what? You're embracing. You're a fucking man. Pat you on the back. There's blood on the back of my hand.
You are in character, my guy.
Are you kidding me? You give me a bro hug, there's blood on my back, and you still think it's a bit. It's a facade because I went through a divorce. The divorce was 5 years ago. I'm over it, obviously. I'm so glad that you're over the divorce, man. I mean, like, it's so. Now I feel like I'm comfortable telling you that Shelly was at the dive bar in town last week, and I saw her macking on a ton of guys.
No, Dave, come on, maybe he's.
Who was it?
Ready for that yet?
Who was it?
There's a rustling, like, in the bushes close by.
I'm just, because it was it.
Well, it doesn't matter, you know. It was. It was Eli. It was Eli and Will.
Eli, really? Because she always told me not to worry. About Eli, actually.
Oh, well, you should. Hey, you don't need to worry anymore. Not since the divorce. As he's saying divorce, something like shoots out of the bushes, tackles him, and pulls him into the bushes. And everyone's like,
I can't. I'm just hurt, honestly, because she worked really closely with Eli. And like, of anyone for her to like move on with, that hurts to hear.
You're crazy, man. You're fucking crazy. Where'd Dave go? Come on. Where'd he go? What did you do? What did you do?
The beast got him. This shouldn't be your reaction, by the way. I'm stunned because I'm still dealing with this information about Eli. Dave just got brought in by the beast. You saw the beast. It's insane that you're so casual about this.
You hired something. You are really going into this beast thing. I love Asu.
This is how you deal with fear?
Something pulls him back into the woods, too. You're on your phone. You're looking at, like, Eli's Facebook profile. Like, still.
I had to re-download Facebook for it.
What am I doing? I shouldn't. I have to know.
The rustling in the bushes grows louder.
Well, he looks cut. He does look. He's in good shape. I'll give him that.
Something like a giant, like, fucking werewolf, Bigfoot, fucking King Kong, like, an amalgamation of everything comes out of the bushes, and it's like standing over you, like breathing so heavily out that it's like your hair is blowing back in the wind.
What does he
up
have that I don't have? Straight teeth, maybe. But I got the Invisalign.
I pick up the car with like two fingers. I throw it into the woods.
His last name is Shangles. Like, that's not an attractive name. She can't be in bed being like, oh, Eli.
I open my maw and a big thing of drool is just like falling onto your head, like soaking you.
Oh, you know what? He wake surfs. That is pretty cool. It must have been what they talked about.
I reach into the building. I grab like five people in my hand, like popcorn, and I toss them into my mouth.
Beast, who's more attractive, Eli or me?
I pick you up by like the scruff of your neck, and I turn you so that I can see your phone. I look at you. I look down at the phone. I kind of like nod to him.
Damn it!
I put you in my mouth.
should we do our last segment?
Oh, yes.
This shook me all week long.
I downloaded onto my phone a couple nights ago because the other night I see Daniel on his phone and he's playing a game. And Daniel Rashid is not one to like have an iPhone game. Like, Daniel really, like, he's the kind of person who sets like time limits on his apps and actually follows them. I used to do that, but then I just kept doing like 15 more minutes to the point where I'm just like, this is futile. And so to see Daniel playing an iPhone game, I'm like, now that's interesting. And so I'm like, what is that? And he's like, I saw an ad for it on Instagram and it looked really fun. And it's called Physics Balls. And it's just a game where it's like, you have, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like you shoot balls down. You're trying to like hit all these different shapes, and in the shapes there are numbers, and it's like you have to hit, if the number's like 352, you have to hit that box that amount of times for it to go away. And if the boxes keep building up, then you're done. And you
you're sort of fucked.
You're sort of fucked. So anyway, I'm like, that looks kind of silly. Then I watch him play a little bit longer. I'm like, oh, that looks fun as fuck. Then I download it. Then Elizabeth downloads it. Now it's all we can do. Like, so now it's like, at first, Daniel had the high score. And then I just beat that score by a lot. Like, Daniel had the high score of like 70,000. And I got like 109,000 last night.
Jesus.
Which takes like an hour to do.
Yeah.
And so now it's like we can't stop because we're all very competitive. And so it's like we have to come out on top. But it takes so much time. It's like to the point where last night as I was falling asleep, I closed my eyes. I could see the game happening in my head. We are all so addicted. Like, I'm like, Daniel, what is it about this game? And he's like, it's a fucking drug. And we're all deep in it. So I know that I have shit to get done. Like, last night, I'm like, I gotta start working on my SNL tape for this year. And then next thing you know, I'm like, huh, I've been playing this game for 45 minutes.
Like, SNL is, it's a crapshoot, but it's also would be a dream come true.
It's so, and
instead you're playing physics balls.
Is it balls or ball? Anyway, I realized I'm like, we're gonna have to delete it. It's physics balls. We're gonna have to delete it at some point because it will take over my life. And I'm like, maybe
that's so
like,
funny.
I'm like, Daniel, maybe I should like delete it until I submit my tape, and then it'll be my reward. And Daniel's like, no, you can still keep it. Maybe it's like with each character you finish,
No, with you, because you're like me, you have to delete it until you get the tape done.
No.
Physics balls.
So yeah.
Honestly, I have seen a lot of Instagram ads for games, and I'm like, that looks fun.
That looks fun. So yeah, that's what Physics Balls is really shaking me.
I started rewatching 30 Rock, and there's a joke. Well, I remember on my first watch of 30 Rock, I thought everything that Tracy Morgan said was really annoying and not funny. But on this second rewatch, it's been almost the opposite. I think that a lot of his lines are like very funny, and I just didn't get them growing up.
And also, like, the Jack Donaghy's just an amazing character. And obviously, it's a great show, but just, I don't know, it has a tremendous rewatch value. It's also, like, a lot of cancelable shit. Like, a lot of things where I'm like, the A story, most of the A stories in the first couple of seasons that I've watched are just not funny and offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's one where Fred Armisen, who's not Middle Eastern, I don't think, plays a Middle Eastern guy, and Tina Fey thinks that he's a terrorist. And he's just trying to audition. The gag is that at the end, like, he's doing all the suspicious things, but then at the end, it's a twist that he was just trying to audition for Amazing Race. But I'm like, that's not that funny. But everything Jack Donaghy says and everything Tracy Morgan says is so funny. And there's one where it's Tracy talks about his Christmas album, and the song is Imagine Christmas Wishes Shooting Out of Your Eyes. A candy cake full of snow dreams. So fucking bad.
Shooting out of your eyes.
Yeah. That, and we officially signed a lease on a new HeadGum office. So we'll hopefully, woo! This time next, in maybe 4 weeks, we might be recording
that's
out of there.
That's crazy.
And I cannot wait, just for purely a technical standpoint, to not have to do this over Zoom.
Yeah.
To not have to worry about, did we stop speeding? And to not have to worry about, I have to like queue up this, make sure it's going through loopback so that we can both hear it. Like, I'm so happy that pretty soon we'll just be able to press one thing on the Zoom and that's that.
Yeah.
Along with just the joys of recording in person.
It's going to be nice.
Well, thanks so much for listening to this bonus Friday episode of our show. We'll see you guys again on Tuesday with another episode of...
It's Review Review.
Let's change the title.
No.
Let's do Stars.
No, just say Arrivederci.
In our eyes.
No, I don't think so.
Let's do... What'd you think about that? The podcast. The show.
So. The podcast.
That was a HeadGum Original.